Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Just a few weeks ago, we had our CEF Illinois Ministry Symposium with Josh McDowell called The Gospel Now. In between Josh's first and second session, I personally shared a CEF ministry report with the audience and also our ministry vision for here in Illinois with Child Evangelism Fellowship, in particular in regards to our three-year master plan and the growth of our after-school good news clubs around the state. I hope that you enjoy today as you listen to our CEF ministry report called The Gospel Now. Well, good evening. We're so glad that you're able to be here. My name is Katrina Forseth, and I serve as a state director for Child Evangelism Fellowship. And like probably many of you, I had the opportunity, I don't know if I can say this or not, throughout my growing up years, of seeing Josh McDowell, I think the first time when I was 16 years of age, and almost like every decade or so, I was able to see him when I was a student at Moody Bible Institute and so forth. But can we just thank Josh for all the years he's faithfully served the Lord? We just appreciate him being with us. And this is a special year for us because this is actually our 80th anniversary for the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. It's hard to believe that 80 years ago, the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship was launched by a simple pastor, a country pastor in an unknown area, and had a vision though. He had a vision for the harvest field to see the children all around him here in the United States and around the world. They needed to hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that picture that you have up there is one of the classic pictures we have of our founder, because he had such a burden that he would just turn that globe around day by day, and he just felt burdened to pray for every country of the world, praying that God would reach the children of every nation of the world. And I believe that those prayers of Mr. O, our founder, have been answered and are being answered even today. Because now, 80 years later, today has almost established ministry in almost every country of the world. That's amazing. And for example, I was at our international headquarters just a couple weeks ago, which is in Warrenton, Missouri, which is just like 70 miles east of St. Louis. And our president, Reese Kaufman, so it's not President Trump, it's Reese Kaufman for our president. He's been our president for like 27 years. And he was sharing that now Child Evangelism Fellowship has surpassed Coca-Cola in a number of countries that we're now serving in today. When I first came into the ministry 25 years ago, yes, absolutely. That's a lot. I've been over to Africa and different places, and they have Coca-Cola over there, but it's now surpassed that. I came in the ministry 25 years, actually it'll be 25 years next year of serving full-time with Child Evangelism Fellowship, and I grew up in CEF. I kind of bleed that way. I was involved in a Good News Club when I was 3 years of age, and when I was 4 years of age, I trusted in Christ my Savior. But when I first started, we were only reaching about 6 or 7 million children with the gospel 25 years ago. And now today, it's just like accelerated at an exponential rate, and now we're reaching just last year 20 million children with all of our worldwide ministries around the world. One of the countries I wanted to share with you that we are praying for God to open is the country of North Korea. I know North Korea is kind of like a buzzword right now, but you know what? We believe that there is no such thing as a closed door when it comes to the gospel. One thing that we're doing right now, and I did ask, and I am allowed to share with you, that CEF, we're not waiting for that door to open. We're going ahead right now and the ways that we can. And one thing that we're doing is we are launching gospel kites from the border of South Korea into North Korea. Now, I was at headquarters a couple weeks ago. They actually gave to each one of us as state directors, they gave us one of these gospel kites, and it's printed in the Korean language. I think this is so cool. It's on both sides of the kite, and it has the whole gospel message on it, and it has the story of the Bible of God's unfolding plan of redemption. So when these kites eventually come down somewhere in North Korea, the children, they'd be excited about it, and they get a hold of that kite, and they'll have the gospel message right in their hands. I just think that is so cool. But you know what? Some people might think of that, and they think maybe that's a crazy idea. And maybe they might wonder, why would why would we do something like that? Well, the answer is very simple. It's all about the gospel. See, we believe the children in North Korea and around the world, they don't need to wait to hear the gospel someday later. They need the gospel now. And that's what we believe here in our state of Illinois. And boy, do we not need the gospel here in our state. We believe that there are children right here in our communities, all around us, and throughout our state from top to bottom. They need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not someday later, not someday when they get older. They need the gospel now. Last year, through all of our different Harvest Field ministries of outreach here in Illinois, we reached over 8,314 children with the gospel, all by God's grace. And because of God going ahead and going before us, and by the power of the Holy Spirit working and drawing the children unto Himself, we had 450 children last year, just last year, that made a personal profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, all because of the grace of God, by trusting in Christ alone, by faith alone in Christ. And we praise the Lord for what He has done just here in our state and here in Illinois. One of the privileges I have in serving as a state director is hearing stories from the field. I love stories. I love hearing this. Sometimes I get so involved in the administrative things and this here and there and emails and so forth. But I love hearing stories of what God is doing in the lives of children. For example, we are blessed of having a camp ministry, Camp Good News. How many of you ever heard of Camp Good News before? It's just out on the other side of the river in Washington, Illinois. And we are just super excited because we had a bang-up summer where we had a 34% increase in boys and girls, children in ages 7 to 12 that are coming out to our overnight camp ministry. 34%. And we had 95 children that made a professional faith just through our camp ministry alone just this summer. In addition, we started another week of camp that is not an overnight camp, but a day camp, which we call Vacation Bible Camp. So you've heard of Vacation Bible School? Well, this is Vacation Bible Camp. Why not? Vacation Bible Camp. And I'm so thankful for Grace Presbyterian Church. This is my home church. Ever since I first came here to Peoria in 2000, this has been my church. Nowhere else. This is my home church. I just appreciate so much. And they provided the transportation. And every day of that Vacation Bible Camp, we were able to bus in 93 children from Washburn. You know what, Washburn, there's not a lot of things going on there for the children there in Washburn, and also from Eureka. And just that 1 week of camp, we were able, through the Lord, with 23 children made a profession of faith in Christ. So we praise the Lord for what He did through that camp ministry, and we're really excited. Other than our camp ministry, we also have our Phi Day Club ministry. And how many of you ever heard of a Phi Day Club before? Okay, great. And so Phi Day Club basically is like a vacation Bible school, but it's on wheels. We go to where the children are at. And we had a very special Phi Day Club that was in Bloomington, Illinois. We have high school students and college-age students and college and beyond-age students, even adults, older adults, that were summer missionaries, and that was their job this summer. And they got paid. Isn't that pretty cool that, you know, instead of working at Walmart or Burger King, you can give of your summer to tell boys and girls about Jesus. And one of the Phi Day Clubs that we had was in Bloomington. This is a very special club. We had 45 children. It was a person who had a home that opened up her home. And can you imagine putting 45 kids in your home every day for 5 days? And 45 kids came to her home, but every single one of those 45 children were from India, or I should say their parents were from India. And over half, get this, half of the children in that Phi Day Club were from a Hindu religious background. And every day, our summer team, our students, our high school, college-age students would go down there and share the gospel faithfully for an hour and a half, 90 minutes every day. And we had 4 children that, from a Hindu background, they trusted in Christ alone as their Lord and Savior. The power of the gospel is just amazing. Another one of our ministries, we believe in follow-up. We're not just about evangelism. We also believe in follow-up. We want to see children be plugged into a local Bible-believing church. One of the children, for example, that came out to our camp that made a decision for faith in Christ, she came up to our camp director, Chris Kalel, and she said, you know what, I really want to start going to church, but, you know, my parents, they don't want to go. And so he just encouraged her to talk to her parents. And I just want to tell you what has now happened. She went back and she shared with her parents that she really liked to go to church. And we heard the last time is that they have now, as a whole family now, started going to church. They never went to church before. and now they've gone to 8 weeks straight in a row without missing. And see, that's what we want to see happen. But in addition to getting children plugged into a local Bible-believing church, we want to help those children, and we want to help the church. This isn't just for our ministries. We started a new ministry called the Truth Chasers Ministry, which is a Bible club discipleship mailbox club that goes through the mail, where we send lessons to children, and then they fill them out, read the lessons, they send it back. One of our staff is Jessica Riley, is serving a state office here in Peoria, and she came running over to my office. We're, you know, about 20 feet away from each other, and she says, Katrina, you got to read this. And this is, she kept saying, I was busy doing something. She basically almost shoved it in my face. She says, look, you have to look at this. And this was a 9-year-old girl, and this 9-year-old girl was filling out her lesson, and she was summarizing her lesson, and I want to read it to you because I think it'll bless your socks off. And I know it did to me when I read it. This is what a 9-year-old girl wrote in her lesson. She said, when Jesus is your Savior, God's plan is for you to know Him and live for Him. God will help you love others who are unkind to you. God will help you hate sin. God will give you peace in your heart as you trust Him instead of complaining. Isn't that amazing? And then she goes on and she writes, you can serve God by doing good to others just as Jesus did when He lived on earth. You can be sure that God does have a plan for your life. Talk to Him today and ask Him to show you what His plan is for you right now and also in the future. And then every one of our Bible lessons that we send to the children through the mail has a memory verse that we want them to learn for that week. And so her memory verse, and she has beautiful handwriting, in Psalm 139, verse 15, and this is what she writes, my frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intimately woven in the depths of the earth. And in every one of our Bible lessons that we send the children, we ask them this question, every lesson, have you believed in the Lord Jesus, trusting in Him alone to save you from your sins? And then she circled yes, no, she said circled yes, and it said when, and remember she's 9 years old, and she wrote when she was 5 years old, and then she drew a beautiful flower, and she put, I am a new creation in Christ. And then to top it all off, on the top of her note, this is what she wrote. She did a thank you note. She said, thank you for taking the time to correct this and send them. God bless. Now, if that doesn't touch your heart and move you, I just don't know what will. So we just praise the Lord for what He's doing. But of all the ministries that we have in Child Evangelism Fellowship here in Illinois, our most strategic ministry that Pastor Carey has already mentioned is our after-school Good News Clubs. Last year, we had 74 Bible clubs, Good News Clubs, in the public elementary school throughout all these cities that are just listed up there. And this is amazing to me. Just think about it. We reached about 2,000 children. Imagine 2,000 children every week during the school, every week, they're hearing the good news of the gospel in their own public school after school. This is like a Sunday school and the public school immediately after school. I mean, who wouldn't want to be involved in that? And so we just praise the Lord for what He is doing. And, you know, and also I want to let you know, you might think, oh, public school, you know, separation church. It is completely legal because of the recent Supreme Court ruling in 2001. And it was a decisive decision. And it was particularly on the Good News Club and also because of the equal access law. The door is open now. Now, some of you might think, well, what kind of impact is a Good News Club? Can that really make in a child's life? Can it really make a difference? Well, I want to share with you a story. This just happened a month ago. We started a brand new after-school Good News Club in the Quad Cities. You know where the Quad Cities are, you know, and so forth. And so about the second or third week of club, there was a 7-year-old boy that heard the gospel message. I mean, CEF does not teach a Bible story. We teach a Bible lesson with application for the unsaved child and application for the saved child. And so he heard a clear gospel presentation, and we also gave an opportunity, you know, if you want to ask more questions, just come back and talk to us. We'll be glad to show you from the Bible what it means to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ alone as your Savior and so forth. And that day, he believed on Jesus and trusted Him. And so then the Good News Club team leader, she wanted to tell the mother what had happened when she went to go pick him up. And this is what we often do because we want to be the ones that share with the parents. And also it's an opportunity to share the gospel too. So there's another reason why we do it. And so when we shared, you don't know what kind of reaction they're going to get. And when the mother heard what had happened to her 7-year-old son, she teared up, and this is what she said. She said, a year ago this fall, almost to this day, she goes, a year ago, our son was diagnosed with bone cancer by 7 different doctors. But when they went into St. Jude's to do the surgery, the test came back completely negative. And then this is what she said. She said, a year ago, God saved our child from cancer, but now today, God has saved our child, our son, for an eternity with Him. And that's the impact of the good news that we share with the children in the public schools. But you know what? That's not even the end of the story, because now we've heard the Good News Club has gone on now, and there's now been 5 children that have trusted in Christ your Savior. And even that's not the end of the story, because there was about 40 kids in this Good News Club, this one Good News Club in the Quad Cities, and they were almost completely, almost all of them, except for like 4 children, were a completely unchurched background. And so our volunteers gave to each of those children a Bible, and one of the children that had a Bible that was given to them, they came up to the volunteer and they said, "You know what? We have never had a Bible in our home before." And now their family, as a family, every evening, this is what has been shared with me, is that now the family is reading from the Bible, starting the book of Proverbs. I guess that's what they chose to do. But isn't that great? And now, not only is it reaching the children, not only is the gospel impacting the children, it's having a rippling effect into the family because of the gospel, the power of the gospel to change lives. So what is our vision for here in Illinois? Well, our Harvest Field vision is simply we want to fill our state from top to bottom. And Illinois is a very long state, and as a state director, I have the wonderful privilege of driving that distance. And sometimes I like it, and sometimes I don't. But it's 9 hours from top to bottom. I think we're the 3rd longest state in the United States. So it's long this way, and it's also wide this way. 9 hours this way, and like 6 hours this way, and I've been to basically 4 corners. But our desire is to reach every child. We want every child in Illinois to have an opportunity to hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And also, it is our desire to see an after-school Good News Club established in every elementary school in Illinois. Now, I know that's a God-sized vision, and only God can do it. Absolutely, only God can do it. We're only in 74. There's like over 1,400 elementary schools in Illinois. Our state board is very serious about this, and I praise the Lord for my state board, and I just thank the Lord for them. And right now, they're working on a master plan where we want to see our ministry have a 25% increase over the next 3 years, and they want to see us go from like 70-some Good News Clubs to 100 Good News Clubs, and then to continue to grow. There are some states in the nation, they have a Good News Club in 50% of the schools. Why can't we have that here in Illinois? What's stopping us? The door is open. This is the opportunity that we have. And also, in addition, we want to establish 2 new local chapters, one in Springfield with a fully functional local board to oversee that ministry, and we want to be able to hire full-time staff. And Springfield is our first target, and our second target is the Gateway chapter, which is in St. Louis on the Illinois side of the river. After Josh's second session, he'll be sharing with you more about our financial goal for our offering that we're going to be taking this evening, which is $30,000, which represents what we need to meet our budget for the end of the year for 2017. But I also want to share with you, because the policy that we have for 80 years has always been to ask God and tell us people. And I just want to tell you that in order to accomplish that 3-year master plan that I just shared with you, the financial need is much greater than that. We're working through the master plan right now, and we're crunching those numbers, so I don't have an exact number, but basically if you add another 0 at the end of the column and then you shift over that comma over 1 digit, that will be a more truer picture of what it's going to take to grow the ministry to 100-plus Good News Clubs and more, and then it is expanding around the state and then eventually establishing a local chapter fully funded in Springfield and then Gateway. And this is just the beginning of what we want to see God do. And maybe you're sitting here thinking, you're dreaming. Your vision is too big. Well, I can't say about that, but this is what God has put in our hearts today. We're to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We're to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every child in Illinois. That is our commission from the Lord Jesus himself. So why do we do this? It's all about the gospel. Because we believe, like Mr. O believed 80 years ago, that what was true then is true now, that children don't need to wait to hear the gospel someday later, someday tomorrow. They need the gospel now. We're going to close. I'd like to show you a video that we put together, and it's to a song that is my favorite right now, and it's called The Gospel. And every time I hear it, it's my absolute favorite song. In fact, my boys, Caleb and Sammy, I have a 12-year-old son and an 8-year-old son, and every time it comes on the radio, they're like, "Mom, that's your song." And I'm like, "Oh, turn it up." And we just crank it up in the kitchen, because every time I hear this song called The Gospel, it reminds me it's not about us. It's not about CEF. It's not about our materials or methods or programs. It doesn't matter how biblically sound we believe they are, because they are, but it doesn't matter how gospel-centered and Christ-focused they are. It's not even about our wonderful church partnerships that we deeply appreciate, and it's not even about our volunteers are so amazing that makes this ministry move and grow. It's all about one thing. It's about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who alone has the power to save life, who alone has the power to change and transform lives, all because of the grace of God. And that's why we believe the children of Illinois, the children of our communities, the children around the world and around the nation, they need the gospel, and they need the gospel now. Thanks again for coming, and I hope you enjoy this video.
Generation, we're turning over every stone, hoping to find salvation in a world that's left us cold. Can we get back to the altar, back to the arms of our first love? There's only one way to the Father, and He's calling out to us. To the captive, it looks like freedom. To the orphan, it feels like home. It might sound crazy to believe in a God who loves. In a world where our hearts are breaking and we're lost in the mess we've made, like a blinding light in the dead of night, it's the gospel that makes a way. Condition, it's the good news for us all. It's greater than religion, it's the power of the cross. So can we get back to the altar, back to the arms of our first love? There's only one way to the Father, and He's calling out to us. To the captive, it looks like freedom. To the orphan, it feels like home.
Received us into His.
In my own life, it means forgiveness. When I know I deserve the fall, it called me out of my darkness and carried me to the cross. In a moment, gospel that makes a way.
Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we hope that you were able to see that there's a world of children all around us, right in our own communities, in our state, in our country, and all around the world who need to hear the gospel, not someday later, but they need to hear the gospel now. Thanks again, and we hope you do join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.